You had in front of you two containers worth of tevel, of non-tight. Varmei said, Maiser shall zubazu, let the Maiser of container number one be in container number two, the shall zubazu and have container number two and container number one, Harshonim Useris, the first one is Maiser, because at the time you set the Maisers in the second container, they're both tevel, and therefore that works. But the second one is not, because the second one, you want to make to say, well, let the second one's Maisers be in the first container, that can't work, because by the time you got to that, the first one is already no longer tevel. Person was already rectified. It was already chulin, correct the chulin mitzukanin, as we say. So therefore, it cannot. You can't take meiser from chulin mitzukanim on something which is tevel. You have to take meiser from tevel on tevel. So therefore, the first part of the statement does take effect. The meisers of the first container are in the second container, but the second part of the statement does not take effect. The fact the meisers of the second container can then not be in the first container. That doesn't work.
Didn't you have something in the past that where you could?
Yeah, that's the next case. Masros kakol b'chaberta. If you said let it be simultaneous, let be one and two, and when two is in one, then in that case, that's valid. All right. Now, starting the Gemara. V'tani, although we learn concerning this, you take from the second one two figs. How does this work? If you want a meiser, this is an amazing Gemara we're about to learn. It's really mathematical, but it's a fundamental concept which I was not familiar with till tonight. Oh, well, count me out too. I don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. You have to take from the second container, on the first container, two dates, ushne isurin, and two tenths of a date, visuro shel iser. Now, what are we talking about over here? The two dates and the two tenths of a date, meaning the two tenths of a date are the Trumas Meiser, and the two dates are the Meiser, Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni. That's, we're talking about hypothetically 10 dates, obviously. So if 10 dates, two dates are the two Meiseres, and then the Suro Shaliser and the Shnei Surim are the Trumas Meiser, right. Shnei Surim.
What's the
source? Hold just a second. This is going on. Stay tiny. Well, I'm getting this wrong. Let me start over anything more. But you take from the second one, you take two dates for a Trumas Meiser. Right. One of them is for the... This is talking about... I got it wrong. Sorry. This is where you want to take from the second container the Meiser for itself and for the other one. In other words, for both of them. Right, you want to take for itself and for the other one as well. Okay, so therefore, from the second container, you have to take two dates, right? Which means that it's both of them are the Trumas Meiser. You had 100 dates in each container, right? 100 dates, not 10. You had 100 dates in each container. So what you need two dates for Trumas Meiser, because each one needs 1/100th is Trumas Meiser, 1% of each for Trumas Meiser. So therefore, you have to take two dates altogether. Besides those two te'enim, you also take nine others for each one, right? Because you have to take 20 dates altogether. So that's two te'enim, which are part of a tenth, right? Because each date is 1/10 of a tenth, meaning 1/100th. So the way to read it is Tani lo noito min hashnia shtei te'enim, which are shnei isurin isuro shel iser. Okay? The vavs there, forget about. Just ignore them. So each one of these dates is the tenth of a tenth, right?
Only
so there's only Meiser Rishon talking about so far, not Meiser Sheni. That's right, exactly. Okay, again, let me do that again. You have to take two dates, which are of Shnei Surin, of the two tenths, Isur Shal Isur, a tenth of each tenth, means this is the Trumas Meiser. Shmuel Amar Lo Matzi Tenisa. You can't say the Brisa like this. In Yasev Chado Le'eser, if you take one for ten, it's not sufficient. This is a fascinating thing. You never realize this unless you learn Mike. If you have 100 dates in this container, right? And then you have 100 dates in the container number two. How many, if you took off dates from this container, how many of them would be Meiser? This is not a trick question. How many of them would be Meiser?
Ten,
right? If you take off dates from this container and this one, how many do need to be Meiser?
That's a trick question already.
That's a trick question.
9.9.
Forget about taking for this one. You want to take for this one only. If you took from here, you take 10, right? If you take from here on here, how many did you take?
10 of 90, that would be 9.
Boy, you guys are worse at math than I am. You should be embarrassed. If you take off 10 from here, you're left with 90 chulin, right?
Yes.
Now you want to take off Meiser on here, which and have all 100 be chulin. Meiser is a tenth milagav. It's a tenth of 100, right? Meaning that you're left with the remainder of 90. But you want now to take the Meisers over here off 100 and be left with the remainder of 100. That means you need to take off more Meiser or less Meiser. You want to take off from here. It's not hard, though. You want to, normally, from 100, you take off 10 and you're left with 90, right? Now you want to take off the Meisers from somewhere else. And you want to be left with a full 100. Instead of 90 at the end. You're not going to be left with 90. You're going to be left with 100 chulin.
Oh, so
you have to take off more Meiser.
I see. So you have to take off. Okay, so
you have to take off more Meiser.
Plus.
You have to take off 10 plus, right? Because 10 works for 90.
Yes.
So now, 10 to 90 is a proportion of 1/9. So really, how much do you have to take off 100? For 100. How much do you have to take off? Well, you take off from another container, you have to take off 1/9 of 100. You have to take off what's called in Gemara a Tishua. Not a tenth. Meiser is a tenth only when it's taken off Minei Ubei. Right? When you're left with 90 at the end. But if you want to be left with 100 end, you have to take off a tenth milagav, not milabar, which is a ninth milagav. I mean, tenth milabar, tenth milagav, which is a ninth, a tenth milabar, which is a ninth milagav.
So it's basically like 11.
Right. So you have to take off 11.111111111. Right? Is that correct? Is that clear? Now the Gemara is going to have to express that. The Gemara didn't have a decimal system. I know you might not be aware of that, but the Gemara had no decimal system. How does the Gemara express 11.11111? Because a ninth of 100, right, is 11.111111, right? It's not. It's an irrational number, correct?
I thought the Gemara knew, for example, pi.
The Gemara knew it. They just didn't have decimals. Look how the Gemara expresses it. Now, in Yasef Chad, if you want to take off Chad al-Eser, 1 for 10, Tzarek Lemesa, besides you have to take off Chad al-Lemea, 1/100th. Okay? So actually, I should start again. In Yasef, Lomatzi Tanis, let's start from there again. In Yasef Chad al-Eser, first you have to take off the 10, right? Then you have to take off for another 1 for the next 10, right? Which leaves you with 11. But that still, that other one only works to get you up to what? To 99, right? Right, because that's 1/9. So what do you have to do for the next one? Tzorech Mesa of Chad, the next one should be Chad Olamea. You have to take off now 1/100th, which is now your 0.1, right? And then you have to take in Yasef Chad Olamea, and when you take off that 1 for 100th, Tzorech Mesa of Chad Olaelef, you still have to take off 1/1000th, right? Which is the next one. Yasav Chadalel, Tarmesav Chadal Asar Alfin, you still have to take off another one for that one. In other words, it's saying that you always have to add a 1 to one hundredth, one thousandth, and so on and so forth. So you see how the Gemara is expressing the concept of decimals here?
Expressing
in fractions, an infinite fraction as opposed to decimals, right? At some point, obviously, it gets too small for us to deal with it. When you get to the third decimal point, I think that's what it's saying. When you get to 1/10,000th. But be that as it may, it's an irrational number. 11.11111 is the amount that you have to take off the miser. So is that clear? It's not such hard math, but that's a very big chiddush, because we would never have thought that way. We would have thought, you want a miser, this 100, in and of itself it's 10. You want a miser, somebody else it's 10. It's not. If you want to keep all 100 chulin, it's got to take off 11.11111. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, I'll restrain over about say, getting back to the Mishnah itself. You took off from in the Sefer it said, you do like this, you have two containers that say, the mitzvahs of this and that and this and that. So it works with Vasacha. So they both work simultaneously. This is awesome. You've transgressed several prohibitions here. I'll restrain over about say, Valashnia over below Basse Velo Sase. On the first occasion transgress mitzase, on the second one transgress a say and lo sase. How so? I'll be showing over Basse why Shekovashnesh what? You're not allowed to make Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni simultaneously. The mitzvah says that Maaser Rishon should be racious. So a pasuk like that, it says racious. So if you say everything simultaneously, you transgress that mitzvah say. That's one thing, okay? Valashnia, on the second container, you transgress an asay and lo sasay. What's the asay is, of course, you didn't take up Maaser Rishon first. But there is an Adlos Asay as well, that you're not allowed to take off the Maaser Sheni of the first one prior to the Maaser Rishon of the second one. Okay? There's a Mitzvah Asay to do Maaser Rishon first. Doing simultaneously is a negative. You're not allowed to do that. Besides that, there's a prohibition of taking off Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon, and that's a lot. So the simultaneously cancel is mevatel lasei, and the taking off sheni before rishon is a lav. Okay, so both of these are sort of apply in this case, depending of course on how you set it up and what you said. Okay, shekavu shnei shemos keechod. Well, how did this happen? When you made the two shemos keechod, that's the asei. And when you allowed the Maaser Sheni in the second one to precede the Rishon Shebishnia, that is transgressing the Mitzvah Lo Sasei. Rabbi Lezer said, our whole Mishnah Rabbi Meir, he and this concept will be familiar to you from the Bavli. What is the Rabbi Meir? How's the Rabbi Meir? The Rabbi Meir, Ein Atoifes El Rishon Rishon Bilvad. Rabbi Meir holds Tfos Loshon Rishon. You always go after the first statement, and that's why Rabbi Meir would hold our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because it said, if I said, let the Maisus of the Rishon be in the Sheni, and the Sheni and the Rishon, then I don't look at it as being simultaneous. I say it's in chronological order. And therefore, once I said, let the Rishon be in the Sheni, I can't say afterwards, let the Sheni be in the Rishon. Okay, it's only by specifying to begin with that to be simultaneous. That's our Meir sheet that you always tos Losh and Rishon, which is a machlokus, because Tamotani, we learned over there in Besech the Tmura, Harez the Tmura, so la Tmura Shlomim. If I say, let this be a Tmura, this animal be a Tmura of an Ola and a Tmura of a Shlomim, Harez the Tmura, so la Dim Meir. Meir says tos Losh and Rishon, right? It can only be a Tmura so, it's not a Tmura Shlomim as well. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi said, Havin and Sarvin Meimar, I wanted to say, says Rabbi Yossi, in the Zamora, Rabbi Yossi, not the Tana. I want to say, Ma plikum Rabbi Meir, Rabbanan, where do Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir argue? Rabbanan are the ones who argue Rabbi Meir and say, Tfos Loshen Rishon and Loshen Achron. That we look at both parts of your statement. And here in our Mishnah, Rabbanan would say, even if he said Rishon, Mishen, Shen, Rishon, really meant to be simultaneous, not consecutive, right? So I want to say that where do Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir argue only after Kedei Dibor? Where you made the second of your statement, lacher k'tei dibor. Abatokhtei dibor, but ibatokhtei dibor, lo, even Rabbi Meir would concede if I said, I raise it tomorrow, so tomorrow, shlomi. So, ibatokhtei dibor, so then even Rabbi Meir would concede that both parts of my statement have to be taken into account. So, to a quarter, Rabbi Meir would say, if I said, Rishoina b'shnia v'shnia, Rishoina tokhtei dibor, I should say both parts of my statement might have to be taken into account. That's what I said before, Rabbi Eliezer Lezer. I mean, Madam Rabbi Lezer said about our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, that it's going like Rabbi Meir. Hada Amra, this teaches us, Afilu b'tok dei dibur eino choyzer bo. And according to Meir, even tok dei dibur is too late. Why? Because here Meir is saying clearly, once you say Rishonah b'shneah, that's it. Even if tok dei dibur, he said shneah b'rishonah. So now from our Mishnah to my, I learned better. Now I see that even tok dei dibur, right, Meir holds tfos loshen rishon. Why? Ditani masu sein maisers kal kol b'chaver to kor hashem. Only in the Sefer where I said that I articulated that they should both be simultaneous. My kalkola b'chaverta. Their koroshem, their words of nation, kovash k'neshem is ka'achas, because I did both simultaneously. Hozeh achar zeh, what if I did one after the other? Ein a toifis el rishon rishon bilvad, you only toifis loshon rishon. Okay? I'm Rabbi Avino. Rabbi Avino said, now here's the gears are changing. Maybe the Ritbaz brings it down. There's the gross gears of change. Mode Rabbi Meir l'chachomim. Rabbi Meir concedes l'chachomim. But Oimer behema zu tzmuras shnei zvachim elu. Where the person said, let this animal be the tzmura of both of those korbanos, right? Which are both in Olah Shlomim. Shecholu shneim. Obviously, Rabbi Meir concedes there's a way in which to get it to work simultaneously, even by tzmura, right? You don't have to say I raise the tumor solo and tumor shlami, where in fact it won't work because only tfos loshen rishon. There's a way of constructing it even by tumura that it works simultaneously by saying hare beimazu tumura shneim. Let it be tumura shneim. Then in that case, I say that both lishonos do take effect. Okay. In that case, why is that? Why chalu shneim? Kachas. Do you see it in the Gemara where it says the words Vinesh Kavash Shnei Shemos Kachas? Right? Should be in the next line.
Yeah.
Vinesh Kavash Shnei Shemos Kachas, because you made it work simultaneously. Or Zach or Zach. But if it's one subsequent to the other, consecutively, Ein Zeh To Ein Atoifis El Rishon Rishon Bilvad, you only follow the Lashon Rishon, not the Lashon Sheni. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak B'Shem Ravuna. He said, Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, the name Ravuna. Omar Zut Muras Ola. If you said, let this be a Tmuras Ola, Chozer Bo, you can renege. The next word is a mistake. B'toch Kidei Dibur. The word Afilu should not be there. Okay? You can renege. B'toch Kidei Dibur. Right? So, Lichor, it's a Kanshan, right, Mayor? Or rather, right? This seems to argue Rabbi Meir, right? Because it says you can neg tok de dibur, right? So Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Meir says whatever he said tok de whatever he said right away, that takes effect immediately. What?
That was only for tfos loshen rishon when you were saying.
That's more answers. Says more. Kamis kavin lifkos kamis kavin lohosif. You can renege tok de dibur. You can't tack on tok de dibur. That's what you're saying, yeah. Right? Tfos loshen rishon means no tacking on. Reneging there might still be. Amar rezu tmura.
The same thing with
Dark, right? Can you renege on another? Tok de dibur?
Yeah.
Yeah, so same principle. Omar, where am I? Omar, rezu truma. What if you designate something as truma? Afilu tok de dibur eino chozer bo. You can't renege even tok de dibur. Why? Adam nishol al hekdesh, a person is shoel on his hekdesh. Vein Adam Nishal Tmuroso, a person is not Shoel on his Truma. Now, the Stipulus son explains, this is a site. Don't take this literally. Of course it can be Shoel on Truma. You can go to a Chacham and ask, be Matir Nedi, you can say, I regret making something Truma. Therefore, I want to be Matir my Neder. That works. We're saying a psychological thing here. We're saying a person has a reason. To be chozer and hektish, right? Why is there a reason to be chozer and hektish? Because if he doesn't make hektish, the animal will be chulin. But a person has no reason to be chozer on truma, generally speaking. Why not? Because if he doesn't make this truma, it's going to have to make something else truma. It's inevitable, right? You want to eat something, you got to make truma off of it. Hektish is an optional activity. Truma is a mandatory activity. You cannot eat something without making truma. So therefore, the Gemara is saying a very interesting principle. The Gemara is saying the psychology of an individual is that a person will renege on hektish. And therefore, a person has the right tochei deidiyah to renege on Hekdesh. The psychology of individuals, a person will not renege on Truma. And therefore, when a person makes Truma, he does it with a more definite sense. He's not opening himself, he's not permitting himself the luxury of expressing Truma without pre-certain thinking about it first, since Truma is something which he must do. So therefore, by Truma, we don't give him the right of being Chozer Tokhti Dibur. Okay? Is that clear what he's saying here? Okay, it's a long distance far. It's not because of the literal halacha, because the halacha is not true. It can be shorlan hekesh, shorlan truma. Rather, it means, since a person's truma is inevitable, therefore, when he says it, he really means it. I don't even give him the luxury of being chayzer toch de duma. Okay? Says the Gemara, period. New issue. Ketzarosa, this is getting back to our Mishnah, when he says, not our Mishnah, a newer case. He says, I want to take, actually that's similar to the first case I'm going to open up with. He said, I want the mices of both of these containers to be in one of the containers. But he didn't say which one. I have two containers, I want them both to be in one container. He didn't specify which one. Ketsu Noita, what does he do? Ketsu Rosa, what does he do? Notel Srim Teini Mezim Shem Shiirtza. He takes 20 figs from either of them. The Chol Esed Yasiv, and each ten which he's taken, gets no Maaser Sheni Yisruyo. It's only Maaser Rishon. Chol Esed Yasiv, and each ten which he's taken, Ispun Trumas Maaser. They each have Trumas Maaser in them. Ad Kedon, that works B'Shavos, where each one had 100 dates. Hayu B'Zu Mea, what if this one had 100? U'V'Zu Masayim, and this one 200. Now here's a girl also changed the girsa. Noitel instead of im, it should be noitel shloshim. He's got to take 30. Why? Because 10 for the 100 and 20 for the 200. Okay. That's not a change actually. He adds those words. I'm sorry. Noitel shloshim. Period. Im l'shem mea u noitel. Im l'shem mea. However, if he's taking 400 of them. We're saying the numbers are not exact. Who noitel achatis rei? He's got to take 11. Why does he have to take 11? This 11. It's not 11 exactly, but 11.11111, right? Because again, you're taking 410 from somewhere else. You need 11.11111. In l'shem asayim hu noitel, you were taking for 200. Here the grua changes the gear, so you take noitel esrim v'shtayim. Right, you take 22, right? Because double, right? Tzeinim, dates. Bezumei bezu elef. If one container is 100 and another has 1,000, im l'shem mehu noitel, if you're taking it for the container which has 1,000, noitel, then you take, it should be a chadis, right? You take 11, right? The other container, you take for 11 for the other container. If you're taking for the container which has 1,000, even if you take the entire container which has 100, ain't no mashim, it's not enough. Because how many do you have to take on the container which has 1,000? 111, right. 111. You got the hang of it. You have to take 111. And you can't take 111. Right. So you have to take 111. It just means you have to take 100, that entire container, plus another 11 from the other one, right? Mishiyeshul kalkola. Now, somebody who has a basket, fumivakish losra, and he wants to miser it from somewhere else. I think it's another one. Internally. Sorry, he wants to miser it internally. How much do you have to take? They were talking about miser rishon and miser sheni. So figure out how many he has to take altogether, internally. He has 100. How many dates does he need from both miser rishon and miser sheni together? What? Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni? Not Trumas Maaser. Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni? It's very simple. No. 10%. 100 dates. What's 10%? 100 dates. That's not a trick question. 10. How many for Maaser Sheni?
It's 10%
leftover, which is
9.
Right, so how many is that all together? 19, right? So how do you take now? So what do you take? Noto shnei teshuin, you take two nines, V'teshua, shel teshua. And a ninth of ninth, which is 19, right? 9, 9, and a ninth of a nine, which is another one, that's 19. Shein eser meiser, which comprise 10 meiser, v'teisha meiser sheni. And time Meister Sheni. Now the Chazal, this Gemara asks probably the most basic question in all of Shas. I've never seen a more basic question than this. Look at this. I'm serious. For Yarmai Chasrei, why don't you say 19? Why did you tell me a ninth, a ninth, then a ninth of ninth? Says the Gemara, this is a very, very fundamental answer. I'm telling you, this is the most basic question in all of Shas. Says Chazal, Om Rabbi Zira, Divrei Chachomim V'chidoisom. Chazal speak in riddles. That's what it says here.
Chachom,
what? They want to make it difficult. That's what it says. It says when Chachomim say things, they say it in chidos, they say it in riddles. So here it is.
Rather than just giving you the answer, yeah, they give you how they derive the answer. By saying a ninth of a ninth, they're telling you how they got.
Okay, the Gemara's answer is much more fundamental than yours.
And the math teacher, they don't want to just know the answer.
They want to give you the right instruction. It's pedagogical. Maybe that's part of it. Harotzalach nismeh tukon misukonim meyad teinim misukonos l'soch beso. You want to take in 100 teinim misukonos l'soch beso, 100 completely misukon, right? Now here we're dealing with ma'aserishon and ma'aserisheni, the same 100, and you want to take off from somewhere else, but you want to take off both ma'aserishon and ma'aserisheni. You want to take off both now, okay? So how does it work out? How does it work out? So you have to add on. What do you have to add on 100? You have to add on 100. Here the Meiser Sheni itself has to be 11.11, right? Because Meiser Sheni, normally Meiser Sheni is 9 because it's after you took 10 off the top, but here, and it's dealing with 90. But here you want to take 100. So the Meiser Sheni has to be 11.11111, right? Because that's the tenth of 100. The Meiser Rishon has to be slightly more than that then, right? Because the Meiser Rishon, again, we have to figure out now, proportionally, if when it's you have 100, you're taking off, it's a ratio of 9 to 10. So now when it's I have to figure out 9 to 10 is 9 to 10 is as 11.11 is to X. Right? You get the algebraic question? It's very simple, right? So the answer is, it's 11.11 plus 11.11 plus 1.221. I figured it out here on the side. It's 11.11 plus 1.221. 11.11 plus 1.221, which is a total of 12.331. Okay? Trust me on that. That's what it comes out to be. It took me a while to figure it out. So therefore, now we have to add up 11.11 and 12.331. So we get that sum total what he has to take off is 23.441. Right? For Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni together. The Meiser Sheni is 11.11, right? And the 12.331 is the Meiser Rishon. So that's what Mara is going to say in a number which is complicated, but that's the number. Harez and Noitel Kol Teinah V'Teinah you take for each and every day date Shnei Teshuin 2 nights V'Teshua Shel Teshua and a ninth of a ninth Shehein which are Esrim V'Sholosh Te'enim 23 and Arba and 4 and here's a typo V'Arba should be Arba Teshuin V'Teshua Shel Teshua 4 nights and a ninth of a ninth, which means 4 nights is 4.44, and a ninth of a ninth is the additional 0.001. Trust me on that. That's the way it works out. It's 23.441. Okay? You got the general idea, right? That's good enough. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Mea tevel mea chulin. You have 100 tevel and 100 chulin. Separate. Now, to your misfortune, they got mixed together. They got mixed up. Okay? No tel me'av achas. You're stuck now. You got to take 101 of these in order to make trumas meiser. Because what do you have? You had 100 tevel, right? 100 tevel and 100 chulin. Now, of the tevel, you have to take one for trumas meiser, right? Only one. But if you take only 100, Maybe all those 100 which you took out, all those dates are what? Maybe they're all chulin. And chulin, you can't take trumas meiser cup because it already is meiser, right? This chulin mitukanin. So in order to make sure you're getting at least one tevel, how many dates do you have to give a kohen? 101, right? So you sell him the other 100 and you give him one for free as a trumas meiser. Okay? Noito mea vachas. Mea tevel, what if you have 100 tevel? And mea meiser. Now here it's now 100 tevel, and instead of chulin mitukanin, it's 100 meiser. So for now, from this meiser, how many do you have to give as trumas meiser? 10, right? From the tevel, how much do you have to give? 1, right? You really have to give 11 altogether. So in this case, you're pretty well off. Noito mea, excuse me a second. Same thing here, sorry. Mea tevel mea meiser, noto mea vachas. Here too, you have to take 101. Why have to take 101? Right, because if you took only 100, maybe they all come. If you took only one, maybe that's from the meiser, and maybe you never were yotzei on the tevel, right? So therefore, in order to ensure that you're taking from that you get in at least one of tevel, which you're making as the trumas meiser, you have to take all 101. 111 of those are trumas meiser. 10 of this 100 and 1 of this 100. But in order to make sure that you get at least 1 from the tevel, you have to give him 101 in order that he should be able to all the truma gedolim. Trumas meiser.
What you ended up keeping was some of the meiser anyway, so how could you use that?
Meiser, because meiser is chulin. Meiser is chulin. Once the trumas meiser is taken off, then meiser is chulin. If you gave him 101, so for sure you gave him.
For sure you gave him some meiser. You gave him some chulin.
Right, and you kept the 100 some meiser for yourself. For sure you gave enough to cover the truma gedolah. Right.
So by giving the truma meiser, also the understanding.
Right. What? Meiser is never. Meiser is not also luzarin.
It
no.
Only truma.
Only truma. Yeah. Or truma gedolah. Anybody gave miser. Belongs to Levi, but anybody gave miser. So you gave the Kohen, who happens to also be a Levi, of course. You gave him 101. So for sure there's enough to cover all the Truma Gedolah in there. You get to keep the rest. Even if some of the stuff you're keeping is miser, it doesn't matter. Okay? Yeah, that's okay. You can, Zor can eat miser. There's no problem. Mea Chulin Mesukani. You have 100, which is absolute Chulin. And mea meiser, and 100 which is meiser, noito mea veser. So here you have to give him, make sure you get at least 10 of the meiser to be trumas meiser. So you have to give him 110 to the kohen. Mea tevel. If you have 100 tevel and tishi meiser and 90 meiser, then it's interesting halacha. You have 100 tevel. You have 100 tevel. And 90 meiser. From this, 9 should be the meiser, trumas meiser, right? From this, 1 should be the trumas meiser, right? But the thing is like this. Here's a kula, very interesting kula. Since how much of this tevel is actually meiser, not trumas meiser, how much is actually meiser? 100 of that is, 10 of that is meiser, right? 10 is meiser. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah holds, if you happen to take this trumas meiser, which should be 9, from this 10, you're okay. Doesn't matter, because this is now fungible. You know, you can use this 10 to cover this 9, as long as you cover this 9 from either this 90 itself, or you cover it even from this 10. It doesn't matter, because these are all now tevel vis-a-vis trumas meiser, so therefore they're all joined together. So these 9 don't necessarily have to come from this 90. They can come from this 10 as well. So says the Gemara here, you don't lose anything, because you just take 9 and 1, which equals 10, and that's okay. So you can take the, no matter where this 10 come from, if they come from here or if they come from here, it doesn't matter. So you don't lose anything in this case. Okay. The 9 and 1 can be divided up any which way you want between the 100, which is tevel, which produces 10 meiser, and the 90, which produces 9 trumas meiser. Okay? So it's not a problem. Okay? Eino mafsi klum. You didn't lose anything. Zeklau, this is the general principle. Kol zman shetevel ruba, as long as there's more tevel than meiser, lo yifsi klumi, didn't lose anything, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Oimer. Shimon ben Lakish says, tzorich lahatnos. You have to make a tznai. Now, this story about the case where you had 100 tevel. You had 100 tevel. I'm sorry, you had 100 chulin. Yeah, 100 tevel. And 100 meiser. Okay? So, in this case, he says, you take 101. Yeah, the rate should say you take 101, right? Because you have to make sure that you're not taking, that you get at least one, which is from the tevel, right? So in that case, you have to take 101. So you have to make it tonight. The loyman, you have to say, im tevel ola biyadi, if what I have in my hands is tevel, hu meiser, then meiser should be here internally, right? And from that, I'm taking Trumas Meiser. Meiser Olabiyadi, if what I'm holding is Meiser, Harehu Asui Trumas Meiser. Then what I'm holding in my hands now has become Trumas Meiser, and now it's just already Meiser. Rabbi Yehuda said, Turch Lichbo Tro. You have to make a Tanai Kofu backwards and forwards. Lomar Im Lav. If it's not this way, let it be the other way. In other words, I have to express the negative as well. I have to say the positive. If it's so-and-so, then this is the way it should be. And if it's not so-and-so, then it should be the other way. Okay? If I'm not, I didn't do anything, it should be the other way. Rabbi Yochamar, you don't have to specify the negative, only the positive. That's what we would have thought, but no, there's Avzakun Rabbi Yana, it's anywhere. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan holds only by Dine Momus, right. Only Ben Arun L'Chaveiro, not Ben Arun L'Mokam. Right. Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Tzorach L'Chbo, now you don't have to make a Tanai Kofel. Dayo K'dayte, Dayin K'dayte, V'dayin K'dayte. And these opinions follow the line of reason which you found in another place. Truth is, specifically, Rabbi Yochanan follows the opinion which we found other place, where it says, there should be an add in the word here, Trumas. Trumas shnei kerim. You're taking truma from two piles. Be'echon me'en. It should be be'echon with a base. In one of them. Rabbi Yochanan Omar kachu medumoyim. Now, you didn't say which one. So Rabbi Yochanan says they're both kodesh. Because you don't know which one you took. We're taking the truma in. Right? So therefore, they're both meduma. Misafik, because I don't know which one I was going to make in which one, so they're all kodesh all together. Shlokish says it's not kodesh at all. Why? Because Shlokish says you have to specify. It has to be tonight kofful in order for hektish to work. Ask me, I say, if it's in this one, yes, and if it's not in this one, then it shouldn't work, or whatever. If I don't make the Tanai Kofel, it doesn't work at all. Rabbi Yochanan says I don't have to make the Tanai Kofel. That's why it says, even if I didn't specify which one it is and how exactly it should work, it works, which here is to my detriment, because since I didn't specify in which of the two containers the truma should be, I'm stuck. Both the containers are now potential truma, and both of them are therefore potentially meduma, mixed up truma and chulin. Okay? Rabbi Mona said, Chokina Rabbi Lezer ben Aruch. This argument is Rabbi Lezer ben Aruch. Ditani, what do we learn about Lezer ben Aruch? Meiser tevel shenisare b'chulin. If you have meiser, our Mishnah argues Rabbi Lezer ben Aruch. What does Rabbi Lezer ben Aruch say? He says if you have meiser, the tevel, meaning that meiser rishon for which you have to take off trumas meiser, which got mixed up with chulin. Im yesh lo parnosu b'mokom acher, if you have some other meiser somewhere else. Motzia l'fi cheshbon. Take the Trumas Meiser from somewhere else. Right? Now that's Tanakama. Everybody agrees with that. Vim lav, and if not, what happens, however, says Rabbi Lozab ben Arachu, Gevaldi Gechak. Chak. Oimer yikro lo shem le Trumas Meiser shabo. If you have 100 chulin, and 100 Meiser. Yeah. No. Well, this is not a case where it's going to work out well. It has to be a case like this. The case which we had over here. Yeah, a case like this. 100 tevel, the first case in the Mishnah. 100 tevel and 100 chulin mesukanin. 100 tevel and 100 chulin. So our Mishnah said you have to give 101 to the Kohen in this case, to make sure that you get at least one of tevel for which you take true magdala. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, no, you don't have to do that. Designate one of them. Say, let Truma's Meister be in this part, in this group, whichever one of them. So now, how much Truma's Meister do you have in the entire group? One group date. How many dates are there in the entire group? 200, right? Truma is bottle 1 in 100. So designate one, and that'll be bottle. But Elizabeth Arach says, designate one. And forget it. Don't give 101 to the Kohen. Designate one, and then it's going to be both of a roof. That's our Lose Menorah Schap. There are 200 dates. 100 tevel and 100 chulin. So our Mishnah said you have to give 101 to the Kohen to make sure you get at least one which is tevel, which you make Trumas Meiser. Says our Lose Menorah, designate one as Trumas Meiser. Say, wherever there's tevel in here, let one be Trumas Meiser, and then it'll be both in the other 199. Says the Gemara, take on Rabbi Levin, Rabbi Lezer Rachamir, you could allow the shame of Trumas Meiser Shabo, designated Viala Bechomel, and let it go be examined. Lechomel, our Rabbi Bar Memo said, Tipot there, resolve this, explain it, with Varim Shame and Aliyah, the Trumas in things which are a Dover Choshev. A Dover Choshev is not bought till even 1 in 1,000, such as fancy walnuts. It goes a perech, right, is one of them. So talking about cases, no betelus. Rabbi Hillel ben Pazi said, even in such a case, v'yivtza, crack the nuts. They're not bottle in the hole, crack them. And then the Trumas Meiser will be bottle. Rabbi Yerna said, mutzer lefatzea. You think you're allowed to crack the nuts? You're not allowed to do that. Lo kentina, didn't we learn? Nispatzue goes in, if the nuts cracked on their own, then it's okay, lishavra, meaning b'diyevet. Ha l'chabitchila, but l'chabitchila lo. You're not allowed to do it. Rabbi Yonah said, kini mas nisin. This is the way to read our Mishnah, going back to our Mishnah itself. Koz mancha tevel merubel ha-meiser, it should be eser, lo yifsi klum. As long as there's 10 more tevel than meiser, you didn't lose anything. Right, in this case over here, where there's 10 more tevel than Meiser, then you didn't lose anything. Because 9 and 1 equals 10. But let's say there's 95 Meiser, right? Let's say instead of 90, there was 95 Meiser. So in this case, how much has to be Meiser, how much has to be Meiser Rishon? How much has to be Trumas Meiser? 9.5, right? How much from this? 1, right? So you should be able to give 10.5, right? But that extra 0.5, you have to make sure it comes from the Meiser. Right? It can't come from the Tevel. That'd be too much. It can't come. Can't come from the Meiser. Has to come from the Tevel. The other way around. In other words, from this. You have to take here 100.5 here. You have to take 100.5, not 10. Why take 100.5? Because you have to make sure you need 9.5 plus 1. The 9.5 plus 1. Right. So you need 10.5, right? If you just took 10.5, though, you might be taking all 10.5 from the Tevel. That's 0.5 over what you're allowed to take from the Tevel. Because the maximum amount of Meiser you can get from the Tevel is what? It's 10 altogether. you can't get 10.5 out of the tevel. So therefore, the extra 0.5 has got to come for sure from the meiser. What's the only way that you can ensure that it comes from the meiser? By taking 100.5. Again, you need to take 10.5 altogether, 9.5 from the 95, and 1 from the 100, right? So you need 10.5. Yet what's the maximum amount of meiser you can get out of the tevel? 10, right? So that extra 0.5, you have to make sure it comes from the meiser fruit, not from the tevel fruit. What's the only way you can make sure it comes from the meiser fruit and not from the tevel fruit? If you take 100.5, right? So the only, if you have less than 10 of a distinction between the tevel and meiser, you're messed up again. Even if this is 91, you need 99.1. You need 9.1. We need 10.1 altogether, right? Yeah, that 0.1, you got to make sure doesn't come from the tevel, it comes from the meiser. So you need to take off 100.1 and give it to the kohen. The only time you know the problem is if it's exactly 10 more, because then 9 and 1 altogether, that's 10. And I can get up to 10, so that's okay. Okay? Rabbi Levanti B'Shem Rabbi Yoina said, Kol tevel d'onan kayomin ochel. All the tevel which we're dealing with over here is tevel l'rishon u'l'sheni. It's tevel, both for Rishon and for Sheni, but we're not talking about Truma Gedoyla. We didn't throw Truma Gedoyla into the mixture here, into the issue. Why not Truma Gedoyla? Because Truma Gedoyla, they always take off right of when they harvest. They don't wait around for it. So that would complicate matters a lot more. We're not dealing with the whole issue of Truma Gedoyla here. Rabbi Avo, Mayor Rabbi Avo says, Yispagim Rabbi Dustoi, Be Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Dustoi, Be Rabbi Yanai, argued as to whether Meiser Sheni is a factor here or not. Chadamar also so Sheni l'mokom acher. One of them said you can use here the stuff you're giving to the Kohen. The 101, you could say, you know what, since I have to get rid of this much more than I really should have to anyway, right? Let part of that be the Meiser Sheni. Hi, then the Kohen's going to have to eat in Yerushalayim. So what? Let the Kohen have to eat in Yerushalayim. Because when I give him a 101, I can say, let part of this be my Meiser Sheni. Because for sure I don't have to give him this much. So let part of it at least be my Meiser Sheni. The Chagon Omer, Oysa Kulo Meiser Sheni, Chadamar also Sheni Lemokom Acher. The Chagon Omer, the other, you can make a Meiser Sheni even for somewhere else, for other grain. The Chagon Omer, Oysa Kulo Sheni Lemokom Acher. You can make this entire crop Meiser Sheni for somewhere else. And you can separate from it Rishon from another place. Now what we mean by that, I forgot. Okay. Means like this. According to the first mandamer, of the 101 you give a Kohen, of the 101 you give a Kohen, you can may say, listen, I only owe you one of these, this Trumas Meiser, right? Let's say about 100 Tevel, 100 Chulin. I only owe you one of these Trumas Meiser. I have to give you the extra 100 because I'm up the creek Misafik. So I'm going to make this Meiser Sheni. Some of this is going to be the Meiser Sheni, right? Hi, you're gonna have to eat your slime. Too bad. Give it to somebody else to take your slime. Be paid it. Whatever you want to do, it's not my concern. The other opinion holds no. There's a better rate here, which is since now I'm stuck because now I can't eat any because I don't know what's truma gedol and what's truma sma, what to take as truma and what not to take as truma. I have a better rate, so he says. He says don't make any truma smicer from here. Take more meiser and make truma smicer from somewhere else on this 200. And take everything here at which you have here and make it Meiser Sheni. In other words, here you don't know how to take Trumas Meiser because everything got mixed in together, right? So what do you have here? You have 100 Meiser, 100 Chulin, right? So the 100, you need to take Trumas Meiser off this Chulin, but you can't because you don't know. Maybe you're going to be, you have 100 Chulin and 100 Tevel. So you need to take Trumas Meiser off this Tevel, but you don't know how to do it. So very simple. Take Trumas Meiser from somewhere else. Bring some other meiser, take Trumas Meiser off of this from somewhere else. What can you do with all of this? Use all of this to form Meiser Sheni. The assumption being that Meiser Sheni hasn't yet been taken off this tevel. So therefore, make all of this tevel Meiser Sheni and something else. Make bring Trumas Meiser from somewhere else on it, and use all of this tevel as Maaser Sheni. And of course, that means you'll take all the stuff that's mixed together, 200 mixed together, some which is tevel chulin, some which is tevel, you'll take it all to Yerushalayim and eat it. So that way you don't lose anything, you just have to take it to Yerushalayim. That's okay. You'll use it all as Maaser Sheni, bring it all to Yerushalayim, both the tevel and the chulin together, because the chulin anyway is Mesukar. The tevel's mixed in. So what do you do with the tevel? Take off Trumas Maaser from somewhere else on it, and it, all of it, take off to Yerushalayim with it, you and eat in Yerushalayim. Okay? So that way you get it out of the problem. That's without giving any of this to the Kohen. Okay? Says more further. Manon Kayomin. What are we dealing with here when it says what do we do with the following case? If you have, now we're reversing the order. You have 100, there are typos here. It should be, there are 100 meiser and 90 tevel. 100 meiser, 90 tevel, the opposite of this case. 100 meiser, 90 tevel. So in that case, in order to make sure that you have enough, noitel tishim ushtayim choser iser, you take 91.9. In other words, if you have the cases reversed, you have 100 meiser and 90 tevel. Okay? So for the 90 tevel, how much is 0.9 is what you have to take as Trumas Meiser. From the 100 Meiser, what do you have to take? 10, right? So you have to make sure that 10.9 is... you have to make sure that it's... that you're not taking more than 9. You can only take up to 9 from the Tevel. You need 1.9 from the other one. So how much you have to take altogether? 91.9, right? You have to take 10.9 altogether, so you have to take, you can take 9 from the tevel, but no more. So therefore you need 1.9 from the meiser, at least 1.9 from the meiser, so therefore you need 10 which means you need 91.9, which is the 9 plus the 1.9. Now what about, that's what it says, until tishvish time choser isur. What if, choser isur achot, minus the 10 tenths. What if you have Mea Meiser Ushmoinim Tevel. Now reduces to 80 Tevel instead of 90. So in that case, you take Noitel Shmoinim Vesholosh Choser Shnei Esronim. You take 82.8. Why 82.8? Because again, you can only take 8, you need altogether 8 plus, you need 0.8 plus 10. You need 10.8. And from here, you can only take up to 8, because 8 out of 80. So you need another 2.8. So you need 2.8 above the 80, so it's 82.8. And it goes, the Gemara says, Mikan Ve'el Fi Cheshman. It works going down. The next amount is going to be 73.7, and then 64.6, and so on and so forth. Each time, it's going to be a formula. Lefi Cheshman. Misho Esser Shur Shul Esser Esser.
Yeah. And notice that the Mishnah typically bothers when he says not cloud. It says cloud Zerachal Suyamai. The question's not answered.
It doesn't say Zerachal Suyamai. Maybe Yushami doesn't hold that thing.
Maybe.
That Zerachal comes to Suyamai. That's a good point. Okay, Misho Elu Esser Shur Shul Esser Esser Kadayain. He had 10 barrels of wine. 100 barrels of wine. Okay? 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, by 10. Okay, and there were 100. I'm not drawing all 100 right now, okay? But he had 100 of them, right? 10 and by 10. Shel Eser Eser Kadiyai, Vormi said, Shura Chitzoyna Achas Meiser. One of the outer rows should be Meiser. Venio De Ezahi, you don't know which one. So you have to make Trumas Meiser. Forget about the Meiser for now. We need the Trumas Meiser. How do you know which one to take Trumas Meiser? You don't know, because you don't know which one you specified. So you take the two corner ones. You take this one, and you take this one. Because that covers all of them, right? Because what if this is the trumas, this was the meiser, so this one works. If this is the meiser, that works, right? That works as well, right? If this row is the meiser, then this one works. If this row is the meiser, then this one works. So you have to take two, one more than you would have to take otherwise, in order to be yoytze, right? Chatzi shurachi tzoyna achas meiser. Let's say you said, let half of one of the outer rows be meiser. And you'll do Ezra, you don't know which one you specify. No, to arba chavios, mi arba chavios. You have to take from all four corners, right? Shura achas meiser. You said, let one of the rows be meiser. Vanya de Ezra, you don't know which one, and whether it's crosswise, lengthwise, or widthwise. No, to shura achas luchsan, you take this entire diagonal, right? Because that way you have one from each possible row in the entire set of 100. No, chatzi shurachas meiser. You said let half a row be meiser. Vein duaz, you don't know which half one you want to be meiser of the entire thing. So then, noitel shtei shuros luchsan. You take this way, you make an X, right? Because that way you're taking at least one, you're covering all possible half rows as well. Okay? That way each half row is covered by one barrel. What? Tic tac toe. Noitel shtei shuros luchsan. Chati chavis achas meiser. You said I want half of a barrel to be a meiser. And there are 100 barrels. You don't know which one you specify. Noitel mikol chavis u chavis. You have no choice but to take half of each and every barrel. Ask the Gemara v'yito shtayim. In the case when it said that you have to take four because you designated chati shura, right? So it means only designated half the meisers. Because those designate five barrels. So designate another five barrels, and then all you have to take is two. Right? Designate another five barrels, wherever, and then you all have to take is two. Right? Right, give another chatzi shura to make up the entire meiser, and then all you have to take is two, because then you have one shura on each side, and no matter what, you'll be yoitz if you take two. Finish it up, and you only have to take two. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Cohen b'shem Rabbanan the Kisrani said, "Kshehivish chetzi mokam machir." So about we already had meiser in half of the barrels already. So therefore you can't take any more meiser, and that's why you have to take four to be trumas meiser. Tani, we learned toil fun of shtei chavios. You had in front of you two barrels. Achal shem meiser tevel torah, achal shem meiser tevel torah. One of them had meiser of tevel torah in it, right? It's meiser, which is torah. The other is meiser, which is tummy. So now you have to take trumas meiser, right? You don't know which one is the Torah one and which one is the tummy one. Hagezim maybe shtei leginim. You take to bring two ladles. V'noitel mizuk de trumas meiser mishtein, and you take from each one trumas meiser for both of them. Umizuk de trumas meiser mishtein. The chozer magbias leginim. You pick up both of the ladles. Now each ladle thus is holding enough trumas meiser for both of these. You don't know which is the tummy and which is the tar, right? But so you take from each one a ladle which will cover both. Vome you say, imze watar, if this is the tar one over here, harezu trumas meiser, harezu shasiz trumas meiser. This is the trumas meiser in both. Vim lav, if not, losis klum. Here's a tonight kofu, right? He's saying that let it not be anything. This is like Rabbi Yanni says to be a tonight kofu. The chozer versa came b'sheni, and then he'd do the same thing on the second one. He'd say, if this is the Torah one, let this be. Now one of them is tummy for sure, but you made sure to say whichever the Torah one, that's the one which is going to be trumas meiser. So the other one, which is tummy, is chulin tmei. One of them is trumas meiser and it's Torah, and the other is chulin tmei. You don't know which is which, right? So says the Gemara, the toivel. You can drink one, toivel, and drink the other. Why do you have to toivel? Because maybe the first one was tummy. So if it's tummy, now that after you drink something which is tummy, you're not allowed to eat truma immediately afterwards. So you drink one, toivel, and then you drink the second one. Divir, Rebbe. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, ain't no toivel el basof. You don't have to toivel, you only have to toivel after you drink both. My time at the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say this? Ani Oimer, Shema Shosa Mashkin. Oh, my time of Rebbe says you have to drink toivel between the two. Sorry. Right? And Rebbe says, Ani Oimer, Shema Shosa Mashkin Tmein Tchila. Maybe he drank the tummy one first. Therefore, before he drinks Truma, he's got to go to the mikvah. My time is Lizer Rabbi Shimon. Why is Rabbi Lizer Rabbi Shimon say I don't have to toivel in between? And Yomer Shema Shosa Mashkit Vein Basof. Because maybe the second one was the dummy one. Hi, maybe the first one was. Yes, but two, that when that which you, when you drink tame beverages become tame, it's only the Rabbanim. Because it's the tame beverage is only a Rishon. So since it's only mitami a goof, the Rabbanim. So therefore, it's only mitami the Rabbanim. So therefore, Chazal or Mekel, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, they say you don't have to toivel between cups, just toivel after you finish drinking both of them. Okay? You can assume the second one with the Dame one. And therefore, you can drink both of them and then go to the Mekel. You don't have to go to the Mekel in between cups. Says the Gemara, HaKom Moidim. Everybody agrees, V'shoyse shum mashkin tmeim shoyse luchol afilu safik truma. If you drink mashkin, which is definitely Dame, even though it's just a rabbanon, you're certainly not allowed to eat even suffix truma afterwards. Even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon concedes that, because it's vare tami the rabbanon. And suffix mashkin, if you drink mashkin, which are suffix tami, there's all suffix whether these mashkin are tami or not, then everybody agrees on the other end, shumutu lechol afilu truma vadai. Since those two mashkin is the rabbanon, suffix the rabbanon lekula, you can drink truma immediately afterwards without going to the mikveh in between. Elokeinu kayomin, what are we talking about in our case over here? Behada masnisin, in our case, my time, what's the logic? It should be of Rebbe. Me'achar val yoda val yoda, since by both of them together, nisbara tvetun tuma. No, it's a definite tuma here. It's not a suffix tuma. It's a suffix which one is tummy, but it's definite tuma. So therefore, Tone Tfilah, therefore, Rebbe Yosmachri said, need Tfilah between the two of them. My time attributed to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. What's logical? Skip seven words. Umatam and Lezer Rebbe Shimon. You see the seven words later. Matam and Lezer Rebbe Shimon. We heard there's definite tuma here. Says Mar no. B'shoyse pachas mirvias. You drink. Lezer Shimon says you drink less than mirvias and dechilas pras. And when is tuma? When is mashki tmei matam you? Only if you drink mirvias b'chdechilas pras. Says Mar if that's true. My time at the Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, what's the problem? Even Rebbe should concede the point. Shlo yavoli de revius. I went back, right? That you shouldn't come to drink a revius. The leisle Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon shlo yavo li de revius. Doesn't Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon hold that you shouldn't come li de revius? In which he too should be afraid. Maybe he'll come to drink a revius. So what's talk according to what's this for according to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon? So let's go make the scene. Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the third Siyum in the context of the Yerushalmi Daf Yomi. And Mirtzo Hashem, I know they come very relatively frequently. Well, that's the advantage of learning Yerushalmi, they're short Masechtas. But the next one will take somewhat longer, Kilayim, which is allegedly the hardest Masechta in the Yerushalmi. Has 44 blocks, this one, Dmai only has 34. The last case in Masechta Dmai talks about a case where you had two containers, both of which had Meisr in them. And now one of the containers had Meisr, which was Tahar, and one of the containers had Meisr, which is Tameh. And the halacha is, Meisr, which is Tameh, you're allowed to eat, because Meisr has the status of Chulin, just that it belongs to a Levi. However, Trumas Meisr, which is a tenth of the Meisr, cannot be eaten when it's Tameh, because it has the din of Truma. And Truma Tmeya is also Bachila. So therefore, you have two containers of which in front of you, both of which are Meisr, one of which is Meisr Tome, one of which is Meisr Tome. You don't know which is which. So you want to make sure that you take the Trumas Meisr from the Tohar one and not from the Tome one, on both of them. So how do you do? You make it Tznai. You say, you take the amount which will constitute to Trumas Meisr for both of them, from each one of them. You say, if this one on the right is the Tahar one, so let the Trumas Meisr I took from here be the Trumas Meisr on both, right? If not, let it be just plain Meisr. And I say on the other one as well. And if this is the Tahar one, so then let this be the Trumas Meisr on both, and let the other one, let what I took the other ladle just remain plain Meisr. And therefore, whichever one, now I have two ladles in front of me, one of which has Trumas Meisr, and one of just has plain Meisr Tomei. Now, that's so far so good. There's Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe. Can I? Well, I want to drink now both ladles. So how can I? How do I drink them? So Rebbe says I drink one ladle, but then if that ladle might have been Trumas Meiser Tar, or it might have been Chulin Tmei Meiser Tamei, which is like Chulin Tmei. And there's a Din Rabbanan that Chulin Tmei, when I drink Chulin Tmei, it makes me Tamei. When if I touch it, it doesn't make me Tamei, by the way, only if I drink it. I love special Din Rabbanan. So now Rebbe says I drink the Chulin Tmei, and then I have to go to the mikveh, and then I can I drink one ladle, which is either Trumas Meiser Tar or Chulin Tmei. Then I go to the mikveh because maybe it's Chulin Tmei, and then I drink the other ladle. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says no. Elazar ben Shimon says I don't have to go to the mikveh between either of them. Why? Between both of them. Why? Because I only go to the mikveh at the end. Why? Because he says that which Chulin Tmei is v'tameyu is it in the Rabbana. And there's halacha in the Rabbana. This is in fact appears in Yoredei and Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. It's a tolling. Whenever an Issur Rabbanan, I can assume that Issur Rabbanan applies to the place where it causes me less difficulties. And where does it kind of cause me less difficulty here? If it's the second ladle and not the first ladle. So therefore I'd say that it applies to the second ladle and not the first ladle. So therefore I say the first ladle is Trumas Meiser Tar, right? It's the second ladle, which is Chulin Tmei, so I only have to go to the mikveh at the end. I don't have to go to the mikveh between ladles. Okay, that's again because the din, because midah raisa, I can drink chulin tmeim and then eat truma. So only a chumah derabbanan. So it's the chumah derabbanan. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says I'm lenient here. I say that the chulin tmeim came subsequent to the truma smicer. So I think Gemara tried to say that maybe that there's another factor here. Maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says. Maybe Rebbe holds it so about a Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon says you're drinking less than Revius at once. And the halacha is that it's only mitami the mashkin maybe you drink Revius bichtei achilas pras. And Rebbe holds we're afraid that you might drink more than Revius at once. That's what Rebbe makes it go to the mikvah in between, because Rebbe's afraid you're going to, whatever. You're going to swallow it in one fell swoop, swallow it quickly. So says the Gemara, Take. That's a good chashash. And Blessed Rabbi Shimon should be afraid of that as well. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yisi Barbu, Rabbi Boon, Ein Lecha Elaka, then Pitraya Kama Kadmaya. Since if the Revius issue was one, which are taken into account, the Rabbi Blessed Rabbi Shimon should also be afraid you're going to drink it down quickly. You're going to guzzle it, right? Therefore, you have to say that the machlokas has nothing to do with the revius, but rather with the first way we explain it. The Rebbe chashash shema shasa mashkin tmeim b'tchila. Rebbe is afraid maybe you drank the mashkin tmeim first. But Lezer Rebbe Shimon chash. Lezer Rebbe Shimon says no, since it's the rabbanan, you only assume shema shasa mashkin tmeim b'sof that you drank the mashkin tmeim at the end and not at the beginning. Hajlam Sekhas Maiva Jochlan Daitalam Sekhas Maiva Datochlan, is not Shimon Sekhas Maiva, is not Shimon Lombabade Lombadas, Lombadasi. Hajlam Sekhas Maiva Jochlan Dandalam Sekhas Maiva Datochlan, is not Shimon Sekhas Maiva, is not Shimon Lombabade Lombadasi. Hajlam Sekhas Maiva Jochlan Daitalam Sekhas Maiva Datochlan, is not Shimon Sekhas Maiva, is not Shimon Lombabade Lombadasi. Here Tom Venachan, the winner of a sinish, and Tater was home in the same Bolomas, same one of Lombach, and Nina Papa, Rai Papa, Nahma Papa, Hoi Papa, Mamar. By Papa, Rav by Papa, Rogish by Papa, Sugar by Papa, other by Papa, Dor by Papa. Harav no no hints to raise those coffee if you also call Beso, Yakulon and Akhlov, Tatain of Tatain of Tatain of Kobeso, Clarish Machel and Deso, Sakhli Shma, Mavet, Remain with Sakhli, Kilon, Mili, Libi Tamim, Kukakal, Manlo, Evoshlo, Noishkak, Budero, Monkey Son, Bukhatorna, Lemdini Kukako, Omin, 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 Selvet. With him and Akhlov and Akhlov, no hint of a sinister Santa Kokin, Yoshi Beso Konos, Velosa, Yoshi Besa Medrush. Both sides of the Kodesh, Shan Mashkin, Vay Mashkin, Hoshkin, the return Mashkin, Vayim Telling, Amen, Vayim, Amen, Amen, Kamisokar, Vayim, Amen, Kamisokar, Onotzi, Vaymotzi, Onotzi, Machayim, Abab, Vaymotzi, Vershach, Nemma, Vatolim, Tardim, Vershachas, Achi, Dom, Yamir, Vayach, Tapach. Shkoyach.